Unit 12, The Lungs of the Earth.
The Amazon River, known as the largest river in the world by volume, flows through the heart of South America. The river is located in a vast area known as the Amazon Basin, where it drains into the Atlantic Ocean. It is also where the largest forest in the world, the Amazon rainforest, is located. This lush and fertile space provides a habitat for countless plant and animal species, many of which have not yet been discovered, and numerous indigenous tribes. It is also an ecosystem that is essential to the well-being of the Earth's environment. Biodiversity in the Amazon rainforest, the number of distinct species living in an ecosystem, is the largest found in the world. More than one-third of the animal species in the world can be found there. It is home to millions of species of insects and thousands of bird and animal species. Plant life in the rainforest is also very diverse and flourishing. Scientists estimate that in 1 square kilometer of land, there can be more than 75,000 different types of trees and over 150,000 types of plants. Global warming is one of the most serious problems facing the planet, and the Amazon rainforest does much to stop its progress. Trees and plants living in the Amazon basin, as part of their natural life cycles, absorb large amounts of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. The rainforest works to scrub the atmosphere clean of it and at the same time keeps the earth at the correct temperature. Therefore, the Amazon rainforest is essential to the proper functioning of the global climate. Unfortunately, due to a number of factors, mostly caused by economic needs, the Amazon rainforest has been terribly exploited and exposed to the harmful effects of deforestation. Human activities like logging, cattle ranching, modernization, and slash-and-burn agriculture have been the cause of much damage to the fragile ecosystem. To combat this problem, drastic measures have been taken by the government and other organizations. For example, from 2003 to 2006, the amount of conserved land in the Amazon nearly tripled, and deforestation rates were brought down by about 60%.